The launch event for Summit County Solar will be taking place Tuesday, May 14th, 5:30 to 7 at the Swanner Eco Center. At this workshop, residents can find out how solar works and how much it'll cost to have solar installed on their homes. Tina Smith, a member of the citizen-led bulk purchase program, says the workshop will be a great opportunity to learn a lot in a little bit of time.
We just want to make installing solar panels on your home simple and more affordable. We've had a steering committee select out of a handful of great contractors one solar company to put the panels up, and they are Alpenglow. And they will be there with a PowerPoint to go through all the details and any questions that you could possibly want.
The premise is that the more people who sign up to have solar installed, the cheaper it becomes, up to 40% off the going price. The program is based on a model with proven success around the country, including in Salt Lake County last year. Another committee member, Jay Miles, says by buying in bulk, the installer can pass on the savings to the consumer.
Being able to sign up a bunch of homeowners to all buy at once is really going to reduce the cost for the installer, who can then turn around and pass those savings on to the homeowners. And we're looking at pricing that's going to be around $3.25 if we get enough people to install. That's a price based on how many watts you install. And based on national averages, which are around $4.50 a watt right now, the savings is going to be about 30 to 40% off.
Every house has a different energy demand and can only fit a certain number of panels. The contractor will prepare bids for anyone who meets the eligibility criteria, such as having sufficient exposure to the sun, that they own their own home. It is only a residential program. And if it's a condominium, then they have to have homeowner association approval.
So Alpenglow is going to come in, look at your energy bill, look at your roof, kind of size a system that's going to match your needs and your price point. And the more people that sign up, basically the more kilowatts we get installed. And the more kilowatts that get installed, the lower the price.
Miles installed a 2.5-watt system on his home 3 years ago.
Very pleased with it. I thought it was a great investment. And, you know, it does take a little while to pay back the investment. But at these prices, that payback's going to be very reasonable for how long these systems last.
While a solar system will reduce your power bill, he says it won't totally eliminate it.
You always get a bill just for being attached to the grid. You do have to pay a certain amount each month. But my bills in the summer run about $10 a month. And then in the winter when, you know, there's snow on my system and you don't get as much daylight, my bill's a little higher, maybe $60, $70.
Residents can find out more information on the website mycommunitysolar.org. By next week, a 10-question survey will be online, which residents can fill out if they're interested in installing solar. The first solar workshop again will be held Tuesday, May 14th, 5:30 p.m. at the Swanner Eco Center. Seating is limited. RSVP online at mycommunitysolar.org. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.